let's do the holy letters of the Rebbe. This is letter 1511. It's dated on the Baruch Hashem Yud Gimel Nisan, the 13th of Nisan, Toshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Avracha. So the Rebbe says, I received your letter in which you inform me about Mr. So-and-so and his family members. May they live, that he has various different problems.
Ailments.
Good word, thank you. Many ailments. And also his wife isn't so well. And he's asking for a blessing for them. So this is the Rebbe responding to that blessing. So the Rebbe says you need to explain to them that Melech Malach HaMlochim, the king of kings, the one who kings the kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the only one who is in charge of the world and everything that fills the world. And he himself is good, kind, and compassionate. And we only have to prepare fitting vessels, vehicles, in order to draw down and to accept the blessings from the heavens above. And how is the vessels? What kind of vessels do we do? Is by every Jewish person is the matters of Torah and mitzvahs, study of Torah and observance of mitzvahs. And just like in the physical life, when you eat bread when you're hungry, you drink water when you're thirsty, it doesn't matter that you logically understand how bread satisfies, satiates the hunger. How do water take away thirst? So the same thing is in the spiritual life, that when the soul is hungry and it finds bread and water of Torah and mitzvahs, the main thing is the actuality to fulfill the hunger and the thirst with Torah and mitzvahs. And that, through this, the neshama becomes healthier and stronger, much stronger. Therefore, you have the ability, she has the ability to understand easier and in less time. Once you have a healthy soul, they can understand more the matters of Torah and mitzvahs also logically. It'll make sense to them, even in their limited capacity of understanding things. But not the other way around. We're not going to say, the Yidden said, Nase v'nishma. What does it mean? We'll do.
We will listen.
And then we'll listen. They didn't say, let's first hear what's going on, let's understand it, and then we'll do. No, no. First they accept it, and then they do. This is, the same thing is true to the Mr. So-and-so. For Hashem will certainly send him a healing. But he, on his side, shouldn't make any conditions. He shouldn't make any conditions with God and to say like this: first, if you're going to heal me, and then when I have free time, I'm going to put an effort to try to understand the importance, the must of Torah and mitzvahs. And then he's going to add more force in the study of Torah and the zibulas and the observance of mitzvahs. So he's hinging, he's conditioning his involvement in Torah and mitzvahs to the healing that Hashem will give him. Don't do that. He says, this would be similar to a sick person who's going to say, I am not going to accept any medicine for my sickness until I will be completely knowledgeable in the science of medicine. And then I'll understand logically why antibiotic is helping me. Until then, I'm not taking it because I don't understand it. So, on the contrary, if you do take the medicine, then your mind will be stronger, and then you will be able to comprehend more easier and more quicker. If you're a healthy person, then you can study and then you can figure out. But you can't be not healthy and figure out first, and then you'll start using it. So he says like this, when you start to learn, let me just finish one second here, and he says, when you were going to start, we'll start with doing the mitzvahs, especially putting on tefillin and eating kosher, and your wife is going to be careful in running the house with kashrut and lighting the lamps on Erev Shabbos Kodesh or Yom Tov, and before lighting of the lamps, you should give the candles, the Shabbos candle, give for tzedakah of Rav Meir Baal Hanes. That's a special tzedakah. So Hashem will grant you that you will be able to give good news very soon from the betterment of the health, with blessing for a kosher and a happy Pesach for to you and to all your members of your, I guess, family or congregation or whatever it is over here. So here, the Rebbe says, first start with the spiritual feeling and then you'll understand. Don't start with understanding. Nasim and Ishmael.